Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I've made it back from the West Coast. The Sin City, welcome into the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. And I know that many of you will be like, hold on, Lake's first take is anti-Minnesota. And it's not anti-Minnesota at all. But let's be real here. There are certain things that we should all view as unacceptable. And when I see the headline that's talking about, because we're just a week away from training camp starting, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison pleading no contest Thursday to a lesser charge with regards to this 2024 DUI citation, Jordan Addison needs to be suspended. Yes, I said it. As a Vikings fan, I want to see a Super Bowl one day. I want to see Jordan Addison make plays alongside Justin Jefferson and for him to be there with J.J. McCarthy. Jordan Addison, nonetheless, needs to be suspended. How many games? I don't know. Two games? Okay. Three games? Eh. Whatever it is, whatever the NFL feels like the punishment should be, the discipline to be, then let's go. Let's get it over with. Let's not drag it out. And you may ask yourself, well, Lake, hold on. As a Vikings fan, as a Minnesotan that wants to see the team be successful, why do you want Jordan Addison to miss time? It's simple. He needs to understand that he is not above being punished, and that we should not be elevating athletes, celebrities, and all these other people that have had multiple situations that they need to be held accountable for. He had this situation his rookie season in which he, what did he say? He was speeding in the Lambo and he was trying to hustle up and get to his dog. Okay, all right, whatever. And then last year, last offseason, he has the situation with this DUI. It's about accountability. It is about accountability. That's the only reason why, well, not the only reason. That's the main reason why I say that he needs to be suspended. He needs to learn the lesson. And if it impacts the team and his teammates, so be it. That's part of this. So, yes, I believe that Jordan Addison should be suspended. I want him suspended. If it's a game or if it's two games, whatever it may be. 651-461-9226. Are you with me? Are you upset or are you looking and saying, like, hold on, man, you're going way too far. We want our team to do well, and I do. But we have to hold ourselves accountable, and we should expect athletes, celebrities, those that are have popularity, that have fame, they should hold themselves accountable too. And I want the NFL to hold him accountable for what he's doing. And I think that if he misses a game or two, hopefully that means that he will have learned the lesson. Now, a couple people said to me earlier today, well, don't you think that he's learned the lesson? I don't know. And the reason why they said, don't you think he's probably matured? Nothing has happened here in the offseason. I don't know what Jordan Addison's doing. But the other part to this, and this is the biggest part, And I've said this for several years on this show. In society, we have an issue. And that issue is we do not look at drinking and driving seriously. As serious as we should. We know that it's serious. We know that people lose lives. We know it's unacceptable. But I think that we all just kind of look at it at times and we're like, you know what? That person had one too many drinks. They went a little bit over the limit. They didn't hurt anybody in this specific instance. So, you know what? Give them a slap on the wrist. Drinking and driving should not be defined in terms of like looking at it, just the outcome of what happened. We look and we look at the worst case is when you kill yourself or you kill somebody else. And then you look at these situations where you get pulled over, you take the breathalyzer, and they find out that you're intoxicated, and then you're just, you know, you're taken to jail. I'm not looking at the outcome of the situation. I am looking at the act. We do not, Lindsey Brown, who is producing tonight, we do not, I think, in my opinion, take it as serious as we should. Drinking and driving has been unacceptable. It will continue to be unacceptable. And until we go ahead and penalize people and make sure that everybody gets the punishment that they deserve, we're still going to unfortunately see people participate.
I'm right there with you, Henry. It's completely unnecessary, especially in this day and age with so many resources available. If you can't afford an Uber, call a buddy. Call somebody. And we all know that the NFL provides plenty of resources to make sure that
they
these
have
guys
a hotline.
Are safe, that these guys are taken care of, that their houses aren't getting broke. Well, that's probably going to be a new thing. But I think nobody gets into a car with the intention of hurting someone.
We agree. Yep.
But that's where we kind of lose a little bit of our logic, Henry, because every time that happens, if that tragedy does indeed go through, it was an accident. No, it wasn't. You intentionally got in that car while intoxicated. You intentionally intoxicated yourself. Nobody poured liquor down your mouth. Nobody smoked you up. That was you. That's two intentionalities. And that's where I think we, that lack of seriousness that we're looking to improve, Henry, because we look at it as something like we couldn't help it. We can. We can. There's about eight different ways we can stop ourselves before that decision is even made. But as you say, that theme of accountability, when we pick and choose when we apply and who we apply it to, there's a lot of room for gray area. And everybody these days seems to think that they apply to that.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. I'd love to get some reaction if you want to call into the show or you want to text into the show. We're already got people texting in from the 763. I, in all caps, totally agree with you, Henry. From the 320. I tend to agree with you on this, Lake, but he was 0.08. That's just barely over the legal limit. And I'll say this to the texter from the 320 about barely being over. This is the issue here about barely being over, because if you're over, you're over. Okay? And I get it. You know, we've seen people have, you know, double, you know, being over the limit. Just way over the limit. He's over the limit, and you say barely. This is the problem with the barely. This guy, Jordan Addison, is the same guy that at 3 a.m. back in 2023 was clocked at driving 140. 140 in a 55. He was going 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone in a Lambo. And that's the guy that had the drink? No, sorry. Sorry. Because if he's willing to have the drink and be barely over the limit, do you think that he's the same person that could actually go 140 in a 55? Yes, because he's already done it.
That's not barely speeding?
No, not at all. 140 and a 55? Like, I get it. He's not the first or last Viking to be. Look, who was it? Wasn't it like a month and a half ago that Adrian Peterson had an issue?
Yeah, yep.
Like, The texter replies back and said, I never said he was smart.
Well, there's that. Well, Henry, you just got back from Las Vegas, and I spent a few years living down there, and I was there for the Henry Ruggs accident. I shouldn't even say accident. The Henry Ruggs tragedy.
He was in the news like a month ago because
there's some appeal. There's some way that maybe he can be reinstated to be able to be eligible.
Yeah, he spoke out. Yeah.
Yep, about what
the situation.
Yeah, about his situation. And, you know, he was going 120, 130 miles an hour down a 35 mile an hour road.
And killed a young woman.
Yeah,
yes.
and he killed Tina Tintor and her dog. And it was just, I was early on in the Raiders' tenure and their introduction to the community of Las Vegas. And people were very, very, I don't know if the word apprehensive fits, but very cautious about what that meant for the city. And as you mentioned, the Vikings have been here a hell of a lot longer. They have history with different things, different incidents. But that lack of accountability, just because they're talented and they help the football team win on Sundays, means that they can kind of just get away and skirt away. And if we don't take it seriously for the top people, for the people that we herald as heroes, how can we take it seriously for ourselves?
And this is the other thing. So just to, before we go to break, and I'd love to get your reaction. I am somebody that still remembers Malik Sealy getting killed on Highway 100 because of a wrong way driver. A gentleman that never should have been behind the wheel that had multiple DUIs. I still remember that. And then on top of that, Kansas City Chiefs star wideout Rashee Rice sentenced to 30 days of jail time, 5 years probation for this multi-car crash that he was involved in, and he wasn't even drinking. Like, that was him, I think he was like racing. Yeah, he was racing on the roadway, which is unacceptable too. So my point is that, look, we can look at this. We all understand it. It's wrong. It's unacceptable. Accountability needs to happen. Whether it's Rashee Rice, if this was Justin Jefferson, I'd say the same thing. It's not about the person. It's about what's taking place. Your thoughts, your reaction on the text line, a phone call or two, 651-461-9226. It is The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jordan Addison needs to be suspended. I know it doesn't help the Minnesota Vikings. I want the Minnesota Vikings to win a Super Bowl. But accountability, it has to happen. 651-461-9226. If you think that, no, he should not have to receive some sort of discipline from the league in terms of games, or if you think it should just be a fine, give me a call. Shoot me a text. I disagree, because I think that the way that you get everybody's attention is by letting them know that we're not going to have this. You are impacting the community in which you reside. You're impacting people when you get behind the wheel, wherever you are in the world. And drinking and driving is just flat out wrong. I don't care if you're twice the limit, you're barely over the limit, and you are somebody that's already got a reputation of having issues driving. That's the deal. That's the deal. He has a reputation, whether he likes it or not, that when he gets behind the wheel, I guess the best way to put it, Lindsay, is not a good decision maker. That's the best way to put it. And that for the 612, they described it as the Henry Ruggs murder.
That is the right word.
I mean, he killed a woman and her dog. Mm-hmm. And the images from that specific deal, were you in Las Vegas when that happened?
Yep. She burned alive in her car.
Oh my gosh. That beyond heartbreak.
When I saw that, I was like, whoa. Henry, there is somebody nearby that tried. I don't know how they were nearby so early, because it was like at 4 or 5 in the morning, like early shift, early walk. She was probably taking her dog on. and they saw what happened, and they tried to get her out, and they couldn't do it. It was too hot because it was literally on fire.
To me, I think that we should all look at it and say, yes, the message needs to be sent. Because we don't know whether Jordan Addison has learned his lesson or not. And I have been around athletes enough to know this. Okay? And when I say I've been around them enough, whether it's interning with the Wolves, being in sports media for a long, long time, and just being around them, right? Trust me, there are athletes that don't get it. Okay? I'm not sitting here saying that Jordan Addison's one of them. Because, yes, there are some athletes that mature and they end up being phenomenal citizens who give back, do the right thing, and not everybody's going to do that from day one. Because that's just not how the world works. There are a lot of people that just kind of screwed up early on, right? Don't have any guidance, all of that. But I've been around enough athletes to realize some people just don't get it. Do I think that Malik Beasley gets it? I don't have the evidence that he does. Malik Beasley didn't learn the first time when he was out in Plymouth, Minnesota, and he had the gun and the weed in the house and he getting into it with people that's driving by in the parade of homes. This guy, I think, is going to end up getting banned from the NBA for wagering, being involved in wagering and betting here in this last, year and a half.
Yep.
So my point is that I think that Jordan Addison, because we don't know if he's learned his lesson or not, if he's a better human being, a better person, the bottom line, and hopefully he is. Hopefully he will show up to training camp. He'll be like, you know what? I'm glad that this is behind me. I made a mistake. I'll never do it again, whatever. And that is the truth. But that has nothing to do with the fact that he should be held accountable and miss a game or whatever. And for the record, I am not sitting here at this microphone trying to say how much time he needs to miss. I'm not sitting here and saying he needs to miss half the season or he needs to miss a month or he needs to miss. Look, I don't know. That's not for me to determine. All I'm saying is I don't think that he should walk away from this with regards to games missed in a punishment that way unscathed. That is the bottom line. So, Lindsay, I'm not saying that he needs to miss two games, three games, four, whatever. All I'm saying is he needs to miss at least one. At least one. Because right. I think that it not only sends a message to him as a person, it sends a message to everyone. And this is a guy now, Jordan Addison, the flashy guy with the jewelry and the Lambo and all the things, right? We've seen how he gets down.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the same guy that in a year or two is going to want what from the Vikings?
An extension.
He's going to want the bag.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to want the bag. Well, you need to show me that you can rise above and be a better individual even when you face this adversity. Because let's say this. I don't know how you view this. In my opinion, I don't think he's faced adversity yet.
Many of them don't, by professional athletes.
And what I mean by that is he has faced some criticism with the Lambo thing. He's faced criticism from the DUI, but he hasn't faced any adversity. Adversity comes when you actually get consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by that. From the 612, Henry, one point you might be missing, the old adage that the letter is not in the word, I is not in the word team. Period. The team follows the rules, and so does this dude. It says So does this dude. I'm trying to figure out what he means by that, though, or what they
or
mean by that.
Or maybe, like, you're expected to fall into a certain line. Like, you want to have your personality. You want to have all these things that make you you. That's great, but there's certain minimum requirements. Like, if it's the off season, the only thing I want to hear about from you is you're in Mykonos jumping off a boat. You're at a film festival somewhere. You're taking vacations or doing some community work. That's all I want to hear from you. That's all I would want to hear from any players is that positivity or that you're taking time away for yourself and your family. You can't bring that upon the organization.
Now this texter says from the 612, absolutely, positively, there should be some other consequences than a fine. There should be consequences for driving drunk. Yep, clearly, consequences of a fine are not necessarily consequences. And I agree with that because these guys are rich. Like they're
but you got to hit them where it actually hurts.
Yes, they're millionaires.
But the NFLPA is not going to allow that either, right?
What do you mean?
Like if there is all of a sudden like an initiative taken by the NFL or one particular team, like they do at the rules committee meetings during the summer, saying, you know what, this drunk driving stuff, it's a league-wide issue because we've had numbers of players go through it.
It's
many
a societal
times.
Issue.
Sure, but we as a league, these are our people, and we're taking responsibility. So what we're going to do for every drunk driving offense, there's going to be a fine for the player. And then there's going to be a fine for the team as well. Or maybe the team implements the fine themselves. But it can't be, you know, the league minimum $47,982 like any other unsportsmanlike PI could be. It has to hurt. But that's where, and you're getting into people's money. What is truly right? Who gets to decide what's right?
No, but I don't care if to me, I don't care if he gets docked.
Like a two-game paycheck?
Yeah, to me, all I'm saying is from a money perspective, he's going to continue to make more money.
Correct.
I need the games missed. I know it hurts us as a fan base. Mm-hmm. I get that, but I think that that's where you have to go with this. From the 612, instead of Jordan Addison missing a game, why doesn't he donate a huge sum to Mothers Against Drunk Drivers? He should do that anyway.
He should just do that.
He should do that anyway.
That's part of the growth, Henry. That should be part of the growth plan. Put now, it on the list.
This from the 507. Suspend them on the opener and the Monday and Thursday games. All I'm saying is I'm not sitting here saying how many games. I'm saying don't go unscathed. It says from the 612, a different texture says, alcohol-related offenses, 3 games per NFL recommendations, I'm sure. And they say check it out, please. We'll try to check that out here in a little bit.
Recommendation. How about mandated? Mandated. This is what it is.
From the 651, he should have been suspended last year, but the NFL realized the Vikes were a playoff contender and they blew it off. Joke.
That's part of the grand plan. That's the script writing right there.
From the 952, in my mind, I think, because it's spelled incorrectly,
It's hard.
It's all good. Talk to Texas. It'll get you like that. There are no really valid excuses. And the last text that we'll get to from the 763, Mr. Addison absolutely should be held accountable because this isn't his first driving offense. I'm kind of leaning towards the harsher end of a penalty, but maybe money doesn't mean anything to him. We'll see. But at the end of the day, that's my take. Like, we'll see how this thing plays out. We'll see how the NFL. And this is the other thing. I don't want the NFL dragging us out. I want the NFL. Training camp is next week. We added a wide receiver in the draft out of Maryland. Look, let's get this kid prepped. I know that he's had the off-season stuff, whatever, and I want this to be something where we're not sitting around. We're on tiptoeing around. Oh, is he going to miss games? Is he going to not? I don't care. I do care. I want us to know, like, soon. Rasheed Rice, they know what's going to happen with him in terms of, like, the actual probation and all that stuff, whatever. The bottom line, NFL, make that decision. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And then, look, I just got back from Sin City. I was out at NBA Summer League for a week. I'll give you my Summer League observations about the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll do that next here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I made it back from Las Vegas yesterday. NBA Summer League. I do it every summer. Like to get out and about. Splurge a little bit. The only thing that I make sure that I have to do when I'm going out to NBA Summer League, outside of attending the games, is have nice accommodations, and have certain places that I have to hit up on the Strip. I have to hit up Tacos Del Gordo's multiple times for the steak tacos. I have to go to Honolulu Cookie Company because that's the only location in the U.S. is in Vegas. It's in the little, you know this, Lindsay, because you lived in Las Vegas for how long?
Almost 5 years.
5 years, but you don't know about this spot, clearly, because of the look that you just
gave me. I'm seeing where the area is. Because maybe I've seen
it. No,
I'm
going to tell you where it is. So it's over by the Link.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally two or three doors down from In-N-Out.
Okay.
Yep, so it's right there. But that is the only location for this cookie company in the entire U.S. You have to go to Hawaii,
right?
You know, or
Las Vegas is the ninth island. That's what they call it.
You know, so I always go there. I didn't. The one thing I didn't do, I didn't go to In-N-Out, which I'm bummed about. But spent a ton of time in the gym. Okay, and let me tell you what my number one takeaway is from NBA Summer League. Wolves related. Okay. Wolves related takeaway. The most important player off the bench this year for the Minnesota Timberwolves has to be Terrence Shannon Jr. Let me repeat myself. Terrence Shannon Jr., the second year player, he'll be a second year player. He has to be the most important person off of the bench. We all love Naz Reid. Naz Reid was getting so much love when he arrived at Summer League, walking out there, sitting next to Anthony Edwards, him and Ant signing autographs and hats and jerseys for kids and the Naz Reid chants and stuff like that. We know Naz Reid, veteran in this league now, got his money, got paid, got a bag, got that extension. We have a certain expectation for Naz Reid. But Naz Reid is not, to me, the most important person coming off the bench. It's Terrence Shannon Jr., and this is the reason why. Terrence Shannon Jr. has to replace Nickeil Alexander-Walker. And it's not easy. It's not easy, not because Terrence Shannon Jr. can't offensively score. Terrence Shannon Jr. can score. He can drive. He can shoot. He can do all the things offensively. But he has to defend. And that is where Nickeil Alexander-Walker earned his money. That's why he was such an outstanding player, for the Timberwolves. That's a loss. And this is the thing about it. And this is the thing I love about Terrence Shannon Jr., is that Terrence Shannon Jr. knows this. He knows that that will define how much playing time and how good this team will be off the bench is his defense. He said it to us face to face. I sent the audio back. I'm not sure if Chris Tubbs and Stevie T played it. But he said, I'm not concerned about my offense right now. I'm trying to work on my defense. He said, Coach Finch is letting me know that's what he needs from me. It's for me to defend well because Nikhil's not with us anymore. Nickeil was a dog on defense. That's what they need him to provide. We know that Terrence can score. We saw it in the postseason this year as a rookie, right? What was it, game three against OKC? We know that he can do some things. But defensively, he's got to step it up. And Nickeil Alexander-Walker wasn't just a streaky scorer and a really good defender, a super bright person. I'm talking about on the court and off the court. You listen to him in the post-game media sessions, Nickeil Alexander-Walker is just smart. Seems like a very awesome young man who just gets it and is fully aware of who he is and very thankful for us here in Minnesota. Nickeil Alexander-Walker showed up to the gym at Summer League, and Minnesota Timberwolves fans were loving up on him. They were loving up on him. And he, you could just tell that he enjoyed that the Wolves fans appreciated him. That's something that you don't always get. Not every single athlete is super appreciative of everything that's given to them, right? They get a lot of money. They get a lot of freebies. Y'all got to understand this. These guys, not only do they get a lot of money, they get a, forget about even the endorsements. They get a lot of freebies. They get stipends. When these guys are on the road, they get stipends for food. I wish that I could get a stipend every time I traveled. And when we talk about stipends, we're talking about daily. Like, that's still a thing. I wonder what the daily stipend is now for NBA players.
There's nothing like getting per diem when I was in college. All the possibilities were endless. Some people got tattoos. Some people got food. Some people saved it for a rainy day. It was like 100. Oh, no.
Listen. This is what it says in 2025.
Okay.
NBA players, the standard per diem.
Yep.
You want to guess? You want to guess what it is? A day.
A day? Oh God! You know this is negotiated.
This allowance is in addition to the cost of flights, hotels, other travel expenses covered by the team. This is just what they get per day.
$250.
Nope, it's $156.
Okay.
$156. Most people don't spend $100 a day on food. Like, seriously.
That must be a hell of a surge charge on Uber Eats.
Just think about that for a second. So I bring this up just because I bring up the per diem because when you look at people like Nikhil being thankful, you have to factor in the type of individual that's leaving your organization. Like, he was a hell of a defender, a hell of a player in big games. They need Terrence Shannon Jr. to step up in a big way. Now, do I think that he's up to the task? Of course. I think he's extremely talented. I think that he was slept on in the draft, and the Wolves made a move, and it, as we can see already, it looks like a pretty good move, but he's going to have to be that guy. The other guy that's going to have to step up, and I've said this before, is Rob Dillingham. We know that Rob Dillingham, they moved up in the draft to get him. He was a top 10 pick. It's got to work out. And the reason why it's got to work out, and he's got to get playing time this year, is because Mike Conley Jr. is at the end of his career. And they are going to need a young guy that's cat quick, that can get offense to do his thing. Now, this is the one thing, though, that concerns me about Rob Dillingham. Okay, and I like Rob Dillingham, but this is the thing that concerns me. And feel free to chime in, 651-461-9226. This is the thing that I'm concerned about. And this is in summer league, okay? Defending. He's on the smaller side, okay? Is he going to give people hell with them trying to guard him in his quickness? Of course. But coming back the other way, like, how does that work out?
Does he get pushed around?
There were guards that were like 6'1", 6'2", maybe 6'2", that were giving him some problems. In summer league.
So is he getting beat to the spot or are they just blowing through him?
No, it's just a physical thing. It's just a physicality thing. Like, there's going to be many a night where Rob, somebody's going to try to post him. Mm-hmm. He needs some help. And is there going to be a work around that? Like physically, he's not a big guy.
Right.
And so that concerns me a little bit. And when you look at all of this, I don't want to read too much into summer league, specifically for the Wolves, and this is the reason why. Number one, summer league. Number two, there isn't much playing time that's going to come out of the roster. the roster here for summer league. Johan Berenger, the first round pick, he's not somebody. He's a project. Okay, in terms of like the short term, he's a project. I think he's going to be fine. I like his talent. I like his athleticism. I like the way he defends, block shots. He's aggressive. He plays so damn hard. Like, I love that about the kid. He plays really, really hard. He's not going to get a ton of minutes, though, early on. He's going to have to feel his way through this. And first off, because of the language barrier, they got to get him up to speed and communication with the rest of the team. So that's something that's going to have to be worked on here his rookie year. But do I think he'll get spot minutes? Probably. But Rocco is not somebody that's going to be, you know, with them. Nobody else to me, really, on the Summer League roster, do you look at and you feel like they're going to do anything. Leonard Miller this is like his third year playing Summer League. Leonard Miller has improved a little bit. I just don't see him as a guy that's going to do much for you long term. I just don't. I know that they invested a second round pick in him. They see something there, and I'm not saying that he hasn't played well in Summer League. He's played okay. But the bottom line is Terrence Shannon Jr. and Rob Dillingham, first round picks, they were back at Summer League this year for a reason. You know what that reason was? They needed to hone their skills, continue to improve, because they're going to be relied upon to play some minutes. From the 6-5-1, Terrence Shannon Jr. needs to step up for sure. We need a deeper bench. Look how OKC used theirs. Guys, our bench is not going to get that much deeper. We lost some guys on the bench. We don't have Luka Garza anymore. We don't have Josh Minot. Josh Minot's not there. And Josh Minot, he got a few minutes, but if you got Leonard Miller, what's the point with Josh Minot? And they both showed up. They were both at Summer League. Like, they were there, you know, and they got a little bit of downtime, but it was a lot of fun to see them there. It really was. Now, how massive of a Wolves fan are you?
I'm here for the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. I'm here for the long game. Do I watch it night by night, possession by possession? I do not. But I'm all in on the Anthony Edwards project.
Oh, yeah,
And whatever that entails. And those players that you're talking about that are the true glue, when you need those defensive stops, especially when you have teams like OKC where they would go on runs, they would have those massive comebacks. How much of an impact does one inspired stop get you at that point in time? Right? Those are almost unquantifiable sometimes because it switches momentum. How much does that the block, the LeBron block, how much is that worth in those moments? And as wild as it is to think about these players preparing for those potential moments in the NBA Summer League, you know, that's wild. But those reps, that belief that the coaches are giving to them, that responsibility, and if everybody's taking the oar that they've been given and they're rowing that boat, PJ, what can be stopped?
651-461-9226. I did have a fanboy moment that didn't work out the way that I would have liked at NBA Summer League. I'll explain that next year on The Lake Show. All right, I had a fanboy moment, and typically that doesn't happen to me, but there was somebody I came across at NBA Summer League, and I wanted to get a photograph. All right, so this is the deal. So, Lindsay, I'm at the games, and I have a blast every single year, and this is how things play out for me, okay? It is not only me watching games, covering the Wolves, post-game, you know, talking to players. I'm in the scrum with John Krasinski and all the different Wolves reporters and stuff like that, and going to other games, and I'm, you know, connecting with friends of mine that are executives and with other teams. Friends of mine that are on coaching staffs with other teams and just having a blast, right? Just being just a basketball junkie. I had a chance to have breakfast and dinner with Coach Clem Haskins years ago, Gopher legend. I'm clearly close to the Haskins family because Brent Haskins, who passed away last November, was a really good friend of mine. And so just kind of, you know, visiting with them and seeing them for the first time since Brent's his funeral last November, me going down to Kentucky. So it's nice to see Coach. It was nice to see, and it had been a while since I saw Bobby Jackson, Gopher great. He took care of breakfast for us when we went to breakfast. Quincy Lewis was there. I had Kyle Lamine with me. Just seeing a whole lot of people. I mean, legendary, one of the first Timberwolves, Sidney Lowe, hanging out with Sidney Lowe, hanging out with J.B. Bickerstaff, just seeing a lot of people. I sat and watched the Sacramento Kings game with Nico Medved. Nico Medved, current head coach of the Gophers, who was one of his players was the first-round pick for the Kings, Nick Clifford. So, who's playing really well, by the way. My point is this. It is just like basketball overdosing for me because I'm having a ton of fun. So, on Sunday, was it Sunday night? Sunday night, was it Sunday or Monday?
Does this with the time.
Yeah, I know. So it was Monday, actually. It was Monday. So Monday evening, it's late. Okay, it's late. I'm going up to the people at the front desk. Okay, I'm in the lobby. In the way that it's this specific hotel / resort, it is secluded. It's got its own, like, door. Like, there's other places in it because it's in that resorts world, right? So I'm in the Crocsford side. Okay.
Yep.
And so you have to, this is not like the other two where you can just walk up to the front desk. You have to get past a private door to get to that, to get to there. Right. Mm. And so, but that's where I'm staying. Right. I stayed there and I also stayed at the Waldorf. So I go to the front desk to talk to them about my stay and about when I was departing. Okay. Because I was probably going to, I was going to move my flight up a day. Because I'm starting to get a little bit tired, and it was like, you know, Wolves games, whatever. I've seen a bunch of them, all of that. Guess who walks past me, and they're on the telephone? Somebody that I've never met face-to-face. Somebody that I wanted to get a picture with, and I made a small effort to get a picture with them. Because this person, they were on the phone, and I'm at the front desk talking. And I'm not, like, super close. They're not close, like, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, like, as close as, like me sitting here talking into this microphone and where those stairs are right there.
So, like, 20, 30 feet away.
About 30 feet away.
Yeah.
And so I give him that look, though, like, hey, can I get a selfie? Can I get a, you know, can I get a picture? He's on the phone in the midst of a conversation trying to tell somebody where he's at because I think he's trying to get, like, picked up. And so in that moment, I'm reading the room.
Sure.
And that's something that I want to preach to everybody. With famous people, you got to read the room.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do not want to be bothered. And when I was making sure that I was getting done what I need to get done, I kind of turned and walked a couple steps toward him just because I felt like he didn't hear me. And I didn't say it loud, but I said it again, like, hey, can we get... And he kind of looked at me, but then kind of looked away and was still on the phone. And I took that as, I don't want to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
And which I respect.
He gave you the look off.
I totally respect that. And he was on the phone too, so
sure.
I totally get that.
Awkward time.
It wasn't the time in my life to get this picture with said individual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to guess who this person was? Because there's a million Hall of Famers out there.
Right.
But
that you haven't talked to, and you've gone far and wide.
I'll give you this. NBA Hall of Famer that's clearly retired, point guard.
Recently retired?
I would say retired within the last 7 years.
This is going to be, I hope I'm guessing people's, like, positions correctly. Paul Pierce?
No, he's not a point guard.
No, that's why I don't guess this.
I'll tell you because you're never going to get this.
Okay, tell me.
Allen Iverson.
Okay.
My sister is the biggest Allen Iverson fan in the world. I'm a big AI fan.
AI supreme.
But this is the thing. You have to read the room. Man, you in this.
I'm sorry. I'm being emphatic.
Yeah, you love hitting the
thing. I'm sorry. I'm going to sit on my hands.
You have to read the room, though. That's the reason why I bring this story up. It's because as much as I would have loved to have went, it wasn't for me to get into his personal space.
I'm proud of you.
To get into his, but well, you have to do that though. Like, and that's what I want everybody to know. Like, you have to read the room with famous people.
Sure.
That's different.
That's AI though.
It doesn't matter. This happened when I was at Target, when it was in downtown Minneapolis. The Mystics were in town. This is like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Elena Deladon.
Gotta get her.
I wanted to get a picture with
her.
But I could tell while shopping, she did not want to be bothered. So I let it go. Sometimes it's just not your time. Sorry.
And that's the thing, Henry, that
I'm
is
always,
the true
I'm
litmus
always,
test for
I'm
people
always
and
try
respect.
To be respectful.
Because what are the chances that you run into Allen Iverson again during
maybe,
your life?
Maybe.
Very slim. I know that you go
the
in the circles. You're with
yeah.
the beautiful people. Like, you have a better chance than most people. But, like, you didn't let that.
And he had no entourage.
Correct.
He had no bodyguards.
But you didn't let
it
that overshadow your sense of respect for him
yep.
as a person
yep.
who might just not want to be bothered.
And listen, I was the only person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and him.
You could have waited.
He had, well. But
that would have been weirder, though.
No, I was reading the situation. It
right.
wasn't about waiting. It was about he has no bodyguards. He has no entourage. He has nobody. I have nobody. It's just me, him, and the front desk people. And I said, you know what? Tonight's not the night.
Dang.
I know, right?
Wow. My gosh. That's a good story, though. I think that story is a better thing for you to keep for your collection than a photo would have been. So you could now you get to say I met AI,
no,
but I respected him too much.
Huh? I'd rather have the photo.
Oh, okay, never mind
yeah.
then.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, hey, let's talk some WNBA because the WNBA All-Star Weekend is here in Indianapolis. Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, he is in Indy. We will check in with him next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.